All right, it wouldn't be a combine experience without our annual conversation with John Clayton of ESPN. Great to see you again this
Good to
year.
See you.
Hey, biggest question mark in your mind for the Texans heading into 2015 is?
Quarterback still, but I think we know what the answers are going to be. You know, barring any kind of surprise, it'll be Ryan Mallett re-signing, Ryan Fitzpatrick being there, and then having competition to see who's going to end up being the. Now, you'd have to figure, you know, with Houston not getting a high pick, which is a good thing, now that puts them in a position that down the line they can look at quarterbacks. Second round, third round, fourth round, see what they like there. Take a quarterback and Bill O'Brien would be good at developing it. But I'd say quarterback still the biggest question.
In your mind, with the limited, I guess, viewing of Mallett that we had, what did you see that was good? What did you kind of want to see more of?
Him on the field is what you want to see more of. I mean, because we haven't seen much of it. And remember, he was behind Tom Brady in New England, which is kind of like being behind Brett Favre in Green Bay.
Sure.
You don't get a chance to play. And you can see that he's tall, pocket-type passer that Bill O'Brien likes, has amazingly strong arm, but you just didn't see enough that you can really make a judgment. That was the same thing in New England because, and I guess in many ways that benefited Houston because they didn't have to give up a high draft choice to get him. But, you know, still, it's a work in progress. You just don't know.
Yeah, he started two games. You also had Fitzpatrick starting the bulk of the games. Case Keenum got in there, won a couple at the end. Tom Savage played a half in this building. So four different quarterbacks got meaningful snaps. On the whole, what do you think that says about the job Bill O'Brien did this year?
It's a great job because, I mean, the big thing is he brought back stability. He brought back, you know, the defense came back, and the team won. I mean, the fact that it was able to get to 9 wins after the bad season before, that's a good thing. I think that, you know, you can see it's like, okay, he built a good base. That base now 8 or 9 wins. The better the play at quarterback, the better chances of advancing right now. And so I think that was the big thing that he was able to do. Players seem to respond to him. You can see that he has a good system. So I think he established himself well in the first year.
In a perfect world, you're picking 32nd because you've won the Super Bowl, but the 16th spot, a bit of a sweet spot, right? Where could the Texans go? What positions would you like to see addressed there?
Well, you know, the first thing has to be answered is like, are they going to be able to re-sign Brooks Freed and take care of the outside linebacker position, or are they going to have to continue to draft offensive line or outside linebackers? You would think that, you know, they've got to, you know, figure out what they're going to go with Kareem Jackson. If not, there's going to be a cornerback that's got to be a consideration there. You know, you always look to take offensive linemen, even though the offensive line's very solid. Doesn't hurt in a receiver draft as good as this one to take another wide receiver. I mean, again, you want to try to build 4 or 5 good receivers if you have the opportunity. But, you know, they really don't have too many pressing needs. I'm not saying, you know, quarterback you throw aside right now because that's not going to be a 16th pick in the draft. Quarterback's not going to get down that far. But I'd have to think that, you know, they can kind of take guys that fit the spot, you know, but they don't have to overdraft anybody.
John Clayton, so generous with your time. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.